Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle,
and let's dive in.
Hello!
Cheers!
Cheers!
And welcome to episode 49 of the Sisters Like Us podcast. This week's episode, first off, is obviously somewhere else. It's not our normal setup. So before we get into what we're drinking, we are at Mom's. I think we mentioned this on last week's episode that we are spending the weekend here. Mom is out of town, and so is Sam, my husband. And so we're having a slumber party. You may hear a small peanut in the background. She is here, and we're having a fun girls' weekend, which includes some really fun drinks. So
Lila's like literally just like our audience. She's just sitting right in
front
of us.
Are you cheering for us?
Yay!
Okay, anyways.
So this week, like Lakin said, we're trying something different. So we're actually trying Craft Mix, which if you're watching, I'm just like bringing a little bit closer.
So Allie reached out to a bunch of companies to send us stuff to try on the pod. And this was the first company to respond and send us something, which
and
is exciting.
It's super cool because they come, each drink like comes in like little packages. I'm showing it. If you're listening, like you can probably picture it. So this one, the ones that we're trying right now are Mint Mojito and Blood Orange Mai Tai. But they just call for a certain alcohol and then either like water or seltzer water, and then you just kind of mix it together and put it over ice. So
yeah, so they sent us like two different sampler packs. This like pouch that Allie is showing had four flavors in it, and they also sent another little sampler thing that had a couple flavors. So we actually have six drinks to try today, which is why we're starting this early in
like
the day.
3 p.m. So
we are not going to actually record the episode for until a little bit later. But we, if we waited until then to make and try all six, we would be like, that would not be good. So,
but something to know about them too is, because I always say when we're trying everything else, but they are dairy-free, fat-free, soy-free, gluten-free, cholesterol-free, vegan, and kosher.
Wow, that's a lot of words.
And non-GMO, but.
So yeah, so we're doing the rum ones first. So Allie has the Mint Mojito, I have the Blood Orange Mai Tai, and they both actually called for sparkling water, and y'all know I am not a sparkling.
I wonder, it'll be interesting to try it, because I wonder if it dilutes it at all.
What, the bubbles?
Like whatever's in the powder dilutes the bubbles, yeah.
Let's try it. Well, the espresso martini is the only one that didn't call for sparkling water. The rest of them did. And I understand, like, a mojito is typically bubbly, but a Mai Tai is not. So I convinced Allie to let us make the Mai Tai with still water. So.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Wait, that's not bubbly at all.
But you put the sparkling water in that one.
This is good.
This is really good too. It's very sweet. Mark would love this. It's very sweet, which is typical for a mojito. This could use like a splash of like citrus or something to kind of offset the sweetness. But if you like a sweet drink, then you might love it. But it is good.
Yeah, no, this is good. And you'll see it's not...
not bubbly?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
I think this would have been better with...
Bubbly?
Yeah, because see, it's not bubbly.
Yeah, it's not. That's really, really weird.
Wow. Sorry, Craft Mix. We should have just followed your directions. I like that one better, I think.
Yeah, I mean, this one is very good. If you like a mojito, it's so refreshing and delicious.
You know, this one might have been better with Malibu.
That would be way too sweet. Okay. It's already too sweet, right. And I think if we had... It didn't call for Malibu. It called for regular rum. I will drink this one. I will probably add something to make it a little bit less sweet. I'm gonna go on the hunt for like lime juice or something in this house. Mom has like fresh limes back here, but they look like they've seen better days. So I don't think it's gonna be those. But we're gonna go drink these and we'll see you in a little bit with round two.
Our like last one is gonna be like a mess.
But then we're gonna record the actual episode.
Yeah, with the last ones. It's gonna be a good one. You're not gonna wanna miss it.
All right, cheers. We are back for round two. This time we're doing the tequila drinks. So I have the passion fruit Paloma.
And I have the mango margarita. So,
okay. We already cheers. Ooh. Oh, no.
Wow. Oh. That's sweet.
Wow. That one's sweet, too. Okay.
That one's better.
Yeah. That one is sweet, but good. Like, not...
That's, like...
This
like,
is too sweet.
Yeah. Might need to add some more soda water into that, but...
Honestly, they're also, like, 1 ounce of liquor to 3 ounces of water. Like, this could be stronger.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm...
No, yeah. Okay. It could be, but... Like, they're so... Cute.
Yeah.
They're yummy, but...
I mean, we drank the other ones already. So, I feel like if a splash of lime juice... Yeah, Lila? A splash of lime juice and a smidge more tequila, and this would be delicious.
I think my favorite's still the mint mojito.
I'm not usually a rum person, so...
Although the Paloma is good.
No, I think so far the Paloma is my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
And then the mint mojito, but... All right, our dinner should be here soon, which is good, because we probably should get some...
Yes.
Like legit food into our system, and we'll see you later.
Yeah, cheers.
All right, cheers. Part three. Now we're gonna get into the actual recording, but we have one more round of drinks to try, which are in super fun glasses, both vodka but very different drinks in terms of flavors. So Allie has, of course,
an espresso martini,
which is Allie's actual like drink of choice when she's out. So,
well, like, not, like, multiple of them, but, like...
But you, like, almost... I feel like when you go out, you, like, almost always get an espresso martini.
Yeah. So, let me try it first.
Yeah, I feel like I don't want to sip this and then sip that, and it's going to feel weird.
That's good.
Yeah?
I like it.
Do you think you would actually make them at home, though?
I don't know. No. But it's, like, really...
Oh, it is good.
Like, there's so much room for mistake
in this. 100%. I think an espresso martini is a lot harder to do. We were talking as we were making these. Mom has, if you've never heard of it, I think you pronounce it Bartesian, but it's essentially a Keurig for cocktails. Mm-hmm. And it is really cool. Don't get me wrong. And there's some cool, unique stuff. And Mom and I got advent calendars this year. But it's only 12. Anyway. The espresso martini that's part of that thing is not good.
Yeah, no, it's not.
So that's good.
Yeah, no, okay. This I'm impressed with, given that it was powder.
Right, that it came from a pouch.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm doing the strawberry mule, which you cannot see if you're watching on YouTube because I have an actual mule cup, but it is like bright pink, like bubblegum pink. Oh my God. It's way too sweet.
You're going to stop and make something
else. I'm going to stop and doctor it up. I'm going to have to add more ginger beer and vodka. Ooh,
yeah, that's good, though.
It's way too sweet, though. Okay, hold, please. All right, this is so much better. Now we can actually get into this. We're also, since we're recording at Mom's this week, we're trying out the concept of a table and, like, sitting at a table.
It's already, like, so nice.
Really? But it, like, the pink chairs are basically useless then.
No.
You can't see them at all.
I mean, it would be, like, something that we would have to, like, figure out. Like, this is not, like, at an actual... I don't know what I mean.
Okay.
Like...
I understand. It is, like, it's nice to sit here. It's like we're having a drink at a bar and talking as opposed... Yeah. But, like, I also like the vibe of, like, sitting in a chair with my feet up.
Yeah.
I guess I could put my feet up here, but I feel like it's not as... I feel like it's more awkward.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like it. So.
Okay, well, TBD. Because last week on the pod, I said it was like almost official, not quite official. Now it's officially official. We got approved for the mortgage. Not that I was...
I literally thought you were going to say now it's official, Sasha and Jen are dating.
Oh!
That's what I thought.
Oh, you thought that's where I was going?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say
I'm
buying a house.
Yeah.
Well, so... The reason it was related is because we're going to have to figure out a new pod setup in the new house.
Right.
Because I don't have an office in the new house. It's just a 3-bedroom. And so, but there's plenty of space because we have that whole finished basement. But I have to figure out where the pod chairs are going and what the setup is going to be. But we kind of have some room to play.
Yeah.
We're a little bit less boxed in.
Yeah.
So, which will be nice.
Yeah.
But it will mean that we would have to kick anybody out of the basement when we want to record, which is going to be a little bit more annoying. But we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Well, clearly we can make shift recording elsewhere.
That's true. That's true. We'll just come record it, Mom.
Yeah, honestly, like, during the day, it's probably so, like, the lighting's probably
The lighting at Mom's is perfection. Because she has these beautiful, like, floor-to-ceiling windows that go all the way around. Oh, my gosh. No, the lighting in here is amazing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, then we would both have to relocate to record.
Yeah, no, that's not.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
Okay, stop looking at yourself.
It's just so close to me. I'm not used to being able to see myself. I'm also not looking at myself. I'm looking at our fans.
Our friends.
Our friends.
I don't like the word fans.
Okay. Our friends.
Our friends. Okay. Where do you want to start? Dancing with the Stars? Was there? Yeah, there was an episode.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of worked that we took a week off.
And there was no Dancing episode. With the Stars. Yeah.
Dwight went home.
Yeah. I feel like at this point, it just, like, really could have been anybody. And
I've seen people, like, guess on who they think's gonna, like, win now. Like, who's gonna go home next. And, like, a lot of people think that, like, Chandler might go home next. Just because of popular vote.
Well, that's just it. Like, you know what's interesting? I kind of wish we knew, like, the order. Like, you know how they say in no particular order? Like, I kind of want to know the order. Like, I want to know who's at the bottom. And, like, who is... Because, yeah, Chandler is amazing and probably has the highest, like, will continue to have the highest judges scores. I mean, she got a perfect score this week. But like,
she just, like, hasn't changed. Like,
she hasn't grown.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of, like, bored.
Agreed. And you're right, I don't think she has the popular vote. I don't think people want her to win.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. I have been talking to Allie about this, but Lila loves watching Dancing with the Stars. Maybe I can get a clip of her. If you do the Dancing with the Stars theme, like the da-da-da-da-da, she does it back. It's very cute.
Yeah.
So we've been watching.
Not in tune, but she does it
back. No, not even. No. And not always perfect. Like, even on, like, the rhythm, it's not always perfect. Yeah. But it's cute. She tries.
It is cute.
But we have been watching season 31 because they only have 31 and 32 on Disney Plus. I can't find earlier seasons anywhere. So we've just been watching 31, Lila and I, this week. It's been a rough week in our house. And so that back then, you know, the audience would get a say in the bottom two, but then the judges got to save whoever they want to save. And so, like, I don't know.
Yeah, they would need to have another judge, I think.
Why can't they do it with three? I don't understand. Like, I understand that Len used to break the tie, but, like, if there's three, there's no tie.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not opposed to them bringing in a fourth judge. That's the other thing I've noticed with four judges is the scores vary more when there's four versus when there's three.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of the same score when there's only three judges.
No, totally.
So they should bring in a fourth judge in general.
Yeah.
And not these, like, random fucking guest judges that don't know anything about dance.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
Yeah.
What was that guy? The rock guy? I was like, out of here.
But Mark Ballas would be a great judge.
Well, he was a guest judge that one week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he was great that week. So,
yeah. If he was into it, if he was interested.
Yeah. I love him. He, like, took a break and then came back, won a season, and then took a break again.
He was like, I'm out.
Iconic.
Yeah, only two more episodes.
Sad.
So the problem, you know, we mentioned last week that we are, like, going to get to 50 and then we're going to take a break. Here's the problem with that plan. Dancing with the Stars finale will be after that. So we won't get to comment.
That's fine. We can just, like, post something on the story and, like, you know.
We could just, like, we could make a story, like, that night.
Yeah.
Because we're going to watch together.
We can literally, we'll record ourselves, like, seeing the results, and then we'll post.
Okay.
Right now, I think Joey and Jenna are going to
win. I think so, too. I feel like I thought that for, like, a couple weeks now.
He's just, like, totally was written by a woman. You know?
I'm sorry, what?
Like, he was written by a woman. Like, he's just, like, such, like, a perfect human.
You don't even know him. Like, how can you say that?
Like, just, like, who he is. Like, I don't need to know him to say that.
I don't get what you're saying, then.
Okay, never mind.
Wow, you are drinking that quickly.
Yeah, it's not. It's, yeah.
We're going to probably have to pause for you to go get another drink.
Yeah, probably.
Or you can grab one of the gazillions of seltzers and things mom has in her fridge.
I feel like if I'm drinking seltzers, it's like I'm either day drinking or I'm like...
on a boat.
Yeah, like I...
yeah, I need the convenience of a can.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually almost harder here because mom has so many choices. Like yeah, you could literally drink anything.
Well, yeah. And my problem is like, okay, well, now that I'm drinking vodka, I'm like, well, maybe I'll just make a vodka soda. Mm. But then I'm like, her limes are shit and I don't really want, I don't know.
Well, there's lime juice though.
I know, but I don't know if I,
okay,
if it's the same.
It's not exactly the same as a fresh lime, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
TBD. You could drink an old fashioned with me. That's where I'm headed.
That's a whole other alcohol.
Yeah, I am gonna throw in a fourth alcohol today.
So we've had rum, tequila, vodka, and then she's gonna go whiskey. What if I just like fuck around and go back to wine?
See, I think that's different. I think sticking with liquor, but a different liquor, is less intense than going to wine.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Okay, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Okay.
So I started reading this new book.
Okay.
I'm back on my Freedom McFadden train.
Okay.
Never Lie. Mm-mm. Heard of it?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's like the like couch.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what the cover looks like.
Couch.
But it's like about like a psychiatrist. Mm. But yeah, it's pretty juicy, but I'm not reading it as fast as the other ones. Mm. But so my other problem is I've started yet another TV show.
Allison.
Yeah.
Now what?
So last week I talked about like that show Rivals that mm-hmm. I like binged really quickly.
It was only one season.
Yeah. And it was like 8 episodes. But so there's this show on Hulu that I like tried to watch like a long time ago. It's called Revenge. Tried to watch it a long time ago.
Okay.
And like now everyone's like, oh, like if you watch Rivals, like you should watch this. And I'm like, okay, like maybe I'll try it again.
Okay.
And now I'm like into it.
How many seasons are there?
There's like 6. Oh. And there's like 24
holy
episodes
per season.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's a little bit slower, but it's good.
Are they 30-minute episodes or like hour episodes?
No, they're like 45 minutes.
So like TV hour.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. At least you won't finish that in 2 seconds like everything else.
Yeah. But, and then obviously I'm still watching Grey's.
And then last night we started watching Dr. Odyssey.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
We're not done with it yet, but I'm sure by the time this episode goes up, then this weekend is over, we will have finished
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, totally.
It's cute. It's Grey's Anatomy on a cruise ship, but way
less people.
Way less people.
And it's kind of, I don't know, it's just interesting. It's different.
Yeah, it is different. It's different. I like it. It's perfect for like this, like, weekend where we want to watch something together that's new for both of us, right. That's kind of just like relax and unwind.
Yeah, I feel like I have a toxic trait of like when I watch things with people, I like always somehow end up watching something I've already seen because I just like want that person to see it so bad.
Sure.
Or like watch it. So I'm like,
so it's good that we like pick something new.
Yeah,
yeah.
I also watched on Monday, there's a movie on Netflix called Don't Move that I just watched. It was really bad.
Oh, okay. Don't watch it.
Like, really bad.
Okay.
It was like...
Did you finish that Anna Kendrick movie?
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah. I mean, it's based off of a true story.
Okay. So kind of creepy.
Yeah, it's, like, kind of creepy, but it's pretty quick watch. Yeah, I think I gave it, like, maybe, like, a 3 out of 5. But that Don't Move movie was, like, a 1.
Speaking of TV, Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders season 2.
Yeah, I did see that. That'll be fun. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's tough season, but
I think what's different about this season is now that people know and follow, the suspense of who makes the team is not there. Like, it's this season's, like, 2024, 2025. Like, we already know who's on the squad because we follow them all now. You know what I mean? So, like, Charlie being on the squad, like, that's not that's not going to be a suspense. So I don't know if they're going to have to change up. Like last time, I think it was 2 of the 8 episodes maybe were auditions. I feel like they're going to have to only have auditions.
Did they say that they've already like been recording? Oh, okay. I thought they had like just gotten renewed and they were going to record this next season.
No, they were just like announcing it. But it's like in the works already, like 2024, 2025.
Interesting.
So I just think that the like the actual auditions need... It's not going to be as suspenseful if you follow them already.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe not everybody follows them, but I don't know.
Yeah.
So.
Reese has been on, like, so many podcasts.
Like, big name podcasts.
Yeah.
Like, she has exploded.
Yeah.
Like, she's not going to need a real job.
No.
She could just, like, sponsors and get free shit.
Right. Right.
Must be nice. Do you want to talk about your Giggly Squad adventure?
Oh, yeah, because you have something to say that is, like, mean.
No, it's not mean at all.
Oh.
I just have, like, but it's, I just have a reaction or a comment to the thing you keep saying to me, but I wanted to talk about it here. I didn't want to talk about it offline.
Okay. So, I went and saw Giggly Squad last weekend live.
First off, for people who don't know, can you explain?
I was getting there. Which the hosts are Paige DeSorbo and Hannah Berner, and they came from being on Summer House, which I've talked about a jillion times before, and whatever. And the whole Giggly Squad happened because of a scene in Summer House. So, like, they were, like, laughing about something, like, serious, like, in the corner at, like, a dinner table with everybody. And, like, one of the guys was like, oh, yeah, it's the, like, Giggly Squad in the corner over there, like, blah, blah. And, like, because they were just, like, their best friends and they would always laugh. So that's why they called it that. And then at the live show, they played that clip before they came out.
Yeah.
But, like, so, like, for me, it was, like, also seeing famous people that I've watched on, like, 8 seasons of a show, which was, like, crazy. That's,
yeah.
And so we had originally had, like, pretty, not bad seats, but we were, like, in the balcony, like, in the, not in the back, but, like, in the middle.
Okay.
And at the Chicago Theater, they do the seats, like, odd numbers and even numbers. And I didn't know that. So when I went and looked at our tickets, I was like, wait, dude, like, we're not sitting next to each other. And so I had contacted them via Ticketmaster, and I was like, hey. They were like, oh, no, the way that the Chicago Theater is set up, like, on the seat map, like, you are next to each other. And I'm like, okay, well, I was just looking here. It looks like there's tickets, like, that are still available, like, pretty close to the front. Like, are we able to exchange them? So when we had originally bought the tickets, like, with fees and tax, we pay, like, $80-something.
Okay.
And then these tickets that were really close to the front were $80-something. So in my head, I was like, you know, we each pay another, like, $40.
And fees, yeah.
Yeah. It was, like, $40 each and then, like, $10 for the exchange fee.
Okay.
But we were so close. Like, Chicago Theater is also set up, like, AA, B, B, C, C, D, D. And then it, like, goes to A, B, C.
Yeah.
So, I had been to Chicago Theater, but I didn't, like, know how that worked or whatever. So, when we walked in, I immediately went to row G. And I was like, I don't know. We seem pretty far back. Like, I feel like when I picked our little people, like, they were closer. And then I was like, wait, dude. I think we're, like, a whole, like,
section closer.
Literally a whole alphabet, basically, closer. So, yeah, we were row GG. So, like, that's, like, what? Like, 8 rows back.
Wow.
So, I mean, I still need my glass. But, yeah, no, it was so, so, so funny. And I feel like the good thing about their podcast, which they said too, is that, like, you can just, like, listen to an episode and just, like, think it's funny without even having to know them.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. So, basically, Allie came back from this thing and was like, you have to listen to them. They're so funny. You would love it. They're your age, like, blah, 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 blah. And my hesitation was, like, how do I just jump into a podcast? I feel like I don't know them. I don't know who's who. I don't know which voice is which. I don't know, where do they live? What do they do? Like, I feel like some of that is so helpful in enjoying a podcast.
That's fair.
And so what it made me think of, first off, I don't know how many episodes they have, but I've like, sometimes I will, if I like find a new podcast, I'll go back and at least listen to like the first couple to like get to know them a little bit. But what it made me think of is like, do people feel that way about us? Like, do we have, or like, do we need to do something for people to feel like they can jump in? Because at this point with 50 episodes, like nobody is going to go back and listen to all 50 at the beginning. And I don't necessarily want them to, or feel like they need to, but how can we like,
I think something that we do that I don't see on, I don't know, because I do feel like Hannah and Paige maybe do like rely on the fact that most people that listen to them have like watched them on Summer House or have like seen them on social media.
Sure, and since they came from something famous, they may not be trying to get a bunch of new.
That's why you were like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's why they're so big.
And yeah, I feel like we also like include one, like a description of like our podcast, like when you click on it, so you can see like what it is.
That's
which
true.
We probably need to
update.
Yeah. Now that I think about it. But also I feel like we, I don't know, maybe that's something we need to like sit down and like kind of.
And if anyone has any feedback on that, like I know some of you are the fucking best and have been listening since day one. And
yeah.
Like, you also know who we are. Either you followed me or you are a friend or a family member. But like, if you came in at a later date, mm-hmm. like, is there some of the background? And maybe it's like,
or do you feel like you have to like,
so let me give you an example. Even earlier today, I just say Sam? Like, when I say Sam, do people know that I'm talking about my husband? Or do I need to be like, Sam, my husband, every time?
Well, I feel like the podcast that I've listened to, no, we shouldn't have to do that. I have never seen a podcast have to, like, reintroduce. I feel like if you want to know the backstory, like, you have to watch the first episode. Like, I do, like, when I say I, like, you can listen to Paige, when I say you can listen to Giggly Squad without knowing the backstory, like, she still said today when we were in the car, Craig. You don't know who Craig is, but that's her boyfriend.
Okay.
Right? So, but, like, it's not, I don't think it's necessary that we need to, like, backtrack, like, every time. Like, so Parker, our brother, like, no.
We just say Parker at this
like,
point.
Like, at this point, like, if you want, we have the family tree.
Yeah.
We have episodes. We have a whole episode dedicated to, like, introducing us and who we are.
Yeah.
I feel like at this point, it's, like, it's not our responsibility to have to, like, like.
Do that.
Yeah, and I do feel like our listeners are more of, like, know us.
I right now, that could be true. But, like, if the goal is to grow the podcast and get new listeners,
yeah.
Like, I want those new friends to also, I don't know. And
you know what
maybe
I think
people
would
don't care.
But you know what I think would help? Is doing more of those, like, segment things. Like coming and talking about like
the same thing every week.
Yeah, like and like another thing with like, sorry, not to like just keep comparing it to them, but like they,
it's also the only really other podcast you've ever listened to, right?
Yeah. Is that they are with each other every second of the day. They've been on tour for months and have woken, they were literally saying in this podcast that they were like, yeah, we literally went to bed at 12 a.m. and then woke up at 8 a.m. And Hannah looked at me and was like, what's the tea? Like, they literally, like, always have something to talk about, even though they're together 24/7.
Right.
And so I'm like, I don't know. Like, I feel like we could talk about more, but I don't know why I feel like.
No, that's not my issue is not I don't feel like we could talk about more. My issue is, like, somebody is scrolling TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. And our podcast pops up. And they go to the podcast and they're like, okay, they have 50 something episodes. And are they interested in clicking the most recent one, even though they know nothing about us? Or would they appreciate that episode even knowing nothing about us? Because I'll be honest, we listened to 10 minutes of Giggly Squad in the car today. And like, I was not laughing near as hard as you were.
Yeah.
So is that because I don't know them?
And yeah, probably.
And then we get out and I'm like, I don't even know who was who. Like, I don't even know whose voice was who. And I guess maybe for some people that doesn't matter, but I like cared.
Yeah, no. And I think that's, I think with every podcast, it's not going to be as enjoyable if you don't know who they are.
Fair.
I think that's just like, and that is why for me, I don't listen to a lot of them. Like, right. Because personally, like, Call Her Daddy, for example. Like, I'm not, like, a diehard Alex Cooper fan that's going to, like, go and, like, I don't follow her on Instagram and, like, keep up with her life. So, like, I don't.
Right.
She also has, like, the freaking, like, vice president and, like,
right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Bad example. But, like, The Toast, for example, is not one that I've talked about before. But because I just, like, don't feel, like, I care that much about, like, what, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think with every podcast, like, there is that part of it where you have to know who you're listening to.
Right.
And that's just, like, how it is.
Right. So, I guess my ultimate question is, do we need to do something? Is it a slightly longer intro for them to get, like, as simple as, like, we live in Chicago, our, and, like, what we do day to day?
I think, like, we could definitely, like, create some sort of intro that's, like, because we have a video intro, but we could, like, do something different where we could literally, like, have someone take a video of, like, we could, like, do something. I think it's something, like, worth just, like, brainstorming over our break.
Okay.
I definitely see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Because
I don't disagree with you that I think if I listened to Giggly Squad, I would enjoy it and like it.
Especially if I, like, educated you on them.
Sure. But that's what I mean. If I need that. I need to know, like, I wanted to know where they lived. I want to know, like, I guess what they do for a living, but my guess is they do this for a living because that's who they are. But, like, yeah, one has a boyfriend. Does the other have a boyfriend?
Yeah, she's married.
Oh, one has a husband. Okay, so, like, exactly. Like, I don't, you know, that kind of stuff. I personally feel like I need that to enjoy their content.
But totally.
Maybe not everybody feels that way. I don't know.
No, I totally get that.
So, that's what I wanted to talk about and why I kept, like, not answering your question.
Yeah. No, that's totally fair.
Which, you know, I'm going to ask a question to y'all. What other podcasts do you listen to? Like, do you listen to other podcasts? And if so, what are they?
Or is there any that, like, you guys would honestly recommend that we listen to that could help?
Inspiration.
Because, like, I'm always, I feel like now that I've started to listen to Giggly Squad more, I'm like, I have all these ideas. I'm like, oh, we should do this. Like, we should. And I feel like we need that kind of, like, flow.
Yeah.
And like,
I've been a podcast person for a while, but most of the podcasts I listen to are not like ours.
Yeah.
They are more like educational, business, like that kind of content, not like just chatting.
Yeah. Which I think, because you mentioned today, like, our titles are really similar.
Yeah. But, our titles are like theirs.
Yeah. But, you know, I feel like for us, it just makes more sense I think we talked about maybe, like, changing it to, like,
is that something you want to share?
No.
Anyways. Okay. I feel like we're good on that topic.
Yeah.
I do feel like one of the things I appreciated, though, one more thing about the snippet we did listen to is how good they are at flowing into the next topic. They just, go.
And, like, they have, like, you know, like, they have, like, a studio and, like, a team of editors and, like, they do all
Sure.
But, like, yeah, they're...
But maybe it's just a confidence thing where I just literally need to go into the next thing on my list, which is, do you like to take baths? Like, was that awkward? Like, I
don't know. That's funny. I think it's weird when we, like, have a list.
And have I mean, but this was on my list, but it wasn't, like, I didn't try to, like,
connect. Because, like, when we're, like, sitting here and we're, like...
What's on my list?
Yeah, like,
no.
I honestly prefer the episodes where we
just randomly
where talk. We literally, like, have a starting point and, like, we don't like, okay, like, what's next? Like,
well, I don't mind having a list because, like, sometimes I need to remember that I want to talk to you about something.
Yeah.
But
I haven't had a list for the past, like, 5 episodes.
Okay, well, that's good for you. But I think of things I want to say on, like, Tuesdays.
Yeah. No, I don't take baths. Mm-hmm. I'm not taking a bath in my, like, old ass, like, bathtub.
Okay, fair. But when you are at a place like at a hotel with a nice
bathtub.
Yes,
I would.
Okay.
I would for the fact that I'm at a hotel.
Okay. But, like, here, so we're at Mom's this weekend And mom has this beautiful new bathtub.
When I'm here, when she's gone and I've been here, I've taken a bath.
Okay.
But, like, not if I'm washing my hair.
No, that's fair. But, like, I texted you today. I took a bath for a...
Did you figure that out, by the way?
No. We need to figure that out.
Okay.
I took a bath and relaxed and read and chilled. And then when I needed to wash my hair, I, like, converted to a shower. Because, yeah, I'm also not washing my hair in the bath. Yeah. I don't know how mom does that.
Yeah.
But, like, mom takes a bath every single day.
Yeah, like, she does.
Maybe 90-something percent of the time. Like, I think mom only takes a shower if she absolutely has to.
Yeah.
I would love to do that. I would love to take a bath every single day, but I don't have time for that. So...
Yeah, I mean, like...
I probably take 1 to 2 a week.
When I lived in my old apartment and I had, like, my own bathroom, mm-hmm. like, that was a nice enough bathtub where, like, I did bath in there occasionally.
But, like, here, I'm for sure taking advantage of mom's bathtub.
Yeah, maybe I will tomorrow. Perhaps.
So, like, have you gotten into football? Has fantasy football helped with that at all? Or are you just like, no, okay. That's unfortunate.
Not really.
Yeah. I tried last night, y'all, to get her to watch football because there was a good game on that I, like, followed on my phone while we watched this TV show. But then tomorrow is college.
I think that if I, like, was I think I would like to be a part of the family one.
Because
I think that would, like, help with, like,
yeah,
you know? And, like, I feel like I also haven't really had time to, like, be, like,
into
know.
It.
Yeah.
That's fair. It also is really unfortunate, I know I already said this on an episode, that you picked a team based on the rest of us and they're having a shitty season.
Yeah. Well, I'll say, too, I, like, definitely, so, like, know more about football now. And I, like, had, I think, I don't know if I said this on the pod, but I literally had a conversation with someone. I'm like, yo, are you a Texas fan?
Yeah, you
can
do this.
Yeah. Did I say it on the pod?
Yeah, though? I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were like, oh, they played this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're number one. No, they did bump up to number two. They're actually number three now. So.
They are number three.
I'm really good at talking out of my ass, though.
So do you want to pause and make another drink, or do you just want to keep going?
We can just keep going.
Okay.
So, going back to, like, I never even said how the show was.
Well, I feel like you raved enough, and given that you told me I needed to watch it, you clearly had a good time, but...
Yeah, okay, so it was great. But then, my roommate and I went to Danucci's, which is an Italian restaurant over here in Lincoln Park, and the meal was so good that I said... I think that meal was better than any meal I had in Italy. Which is, like, such a hot take. But there's something, like...
I still have never been there. Every time mom watches Lila when we're out of town or we have a show, like, mom takes Lila there. My daughter has probably eaten there 10 times, and I have never been there.
It's literally so good. Just so you know.
Well, great. I'm sure it's delicious.
Yeah.
It's... No, the pasta we ordered tonight was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean... And, you know, like, it's really nice, like, in Italy when you, like, eat it and, like, don't feel bloated and don't feel like shit. But, like.
Yeah, so mom and I, did she text you about these, like, people she met on her trip that were saying, like, the best way to not be hungover is to drink, like, straight tequila or tequila soda?
Yeah, I've been saying this.
No, I know. But should she tell you this?
I think so.
Okay. Sometimes I don't understand what mom chooses to text to both of us in our group chat and what mom chooses to tell each of us separately.
Why would she tell you that separately?
I don't know. But she... Maybe because we were talking about something else. But the way she phrased it was, I'm talking to these two guys that are your age. And they're telling me that the best way to get drunk and not feel hungover is to drink either straight tequila or tequila soda. And I said, that's great and wonderful. I am not at the point in my life where I am just gonna, like, drink to get drunk. And have it taste like shit. Like, I don't like... You like a tequila soda. I don't like a tequila soda. I like Mark.
Tequila soda's my go... See, so I've, like, gotten to the point where, like, I just, like... If I'm going out for Margs, like, that's super fun, like, whatever. Like, I'm eating, like, whatever. But, like, I'm not going to continue to drink Margs for the rest of the night. It's too sweet. It's too much... Like, I will get a stomachache. And that's why I was, like, with these drinks, I was, like, really, like, trying to...
Yeah, because, like, these are really sweet. Like, and they have a lot of sugar.
And, like, that's how I feel when, like, mom makes punch and, like, she makes sangria. Like, I can't...
No, yeah, it's punch and sangria. I agree with you.
Like, I just can't do too much of that. So that's why I'm, like, you know, when I'm out, like, you know, I'll get an, I actually typically get an espresso martini with tequila, but I'll get like an espresso martini or like a marg or like whatever. But like, I typically, if I continue drinking and going out, I will always go to back to a tequila soda because it's not heavy. It, yeah, I mean, to me, like at that point, if I had just drink a lot and I'm going out to keep drinking, like at that point it's like not really about the taste anymore.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair point.
But like if I was just like chilling at a bar, like I'm not gonna be like, can I get a tequila, like, or not chilling at a bar, but if we were like this at like, yeah, a cocktail at a, bar, yeah, like I'm not gonna be like,
get a tequila soda.
Yeah.
But then it turned into the conversation between me and mom that like I do notice a difference, I think, when I drink wine from Europe, like an Italian or a French, compared to American wines.
Oh my God.
American wines make me feel so much worse.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because I love me a good California Cabernet, but it's just not worth it anymore. I do feel like shit when I drink American wine.
Yeah, that was a big thing, is I feel like I drink so much. Well, I honestly didn't really drink much on my trip in Italy because like I was with my dad, so it wasn't really like a, oh, like,
well, and here dad's not a big drinker.
Yeah, I'm like, let's get drunk and like I think there was like two meals that we got a bottle. Otherwise, we each just got like a glass.
It's very different when I go on trips with my dad. My dad and I like had an old fashioned at the bar before dinner, then split a bottle of wine with dinner. And some nights or some trips, we would then go to a bar after dinner and have another drink, another cocktail.
Yeah. So. And then after dinner, we just walked back home. But, I mean, honestly, like, it was a very, like, peaceful trip in that sense. Like, I just feel like going with, like, a big group and, like, going, I've said this before, like, just going with friends, it's just, like, adds more stress and more opinions.
Totally,
like,
attacks.
I literally got to pick whatever we did at all times.
But I feel like if we went, like, you and me went somewhere, it would be different because I think we would have a cocktail and then split a bottle of wine and whatever. Like,
yeah, it would be, yeah.
It would be different.
It would be very different. Correct. But yeah, I did notice that with the wines there for sure.
Yeah.
I think the only other drink that I really got, I think at one point I got like a sangria and then I got like,
do you have any delicious limoncello?
Oh, I was about to say that. And then, like, I had a couple, like, Aperol Spritz and limoncello spritz. Yeah. Limoncello spritz.
I sent my Christmas list to mom.
Okay.
I'm not going to share what's on it because, like, I mean, it's, I don't know. I just feel like, I feel a little bit weird about that.
You literally asked me for mine. You literally asked me for mine and I sent it to you.
No. I'll share it with you. I meant I'm not going to share it on the pod.
Oh.
No.
Oh, okay.
I will share it with you if you want to see it, but I'm not going to share it on the pod. Also, I tried to be like you where I, like, oversent. Like, I sent a lot of stuff so that then maybe I could be a little bit surprised because, like, I don't know what from my list. Where was I going with this?
Did my advice help?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
I
still struggled. Like, I still put one or two things on that, like, I technically need, and like if I don't get for Christmas, like I will go then by myself.
Yeah, there's like two things that I'm getting like myself for Christmas, I guess.
What?
Because I just, so like the reason why is because I asked for a wallet last year, like a Marc Jacobs wallet.
Okay.
And I have it currently, but it's very fat. It's just, like, a fat wallet.
Okay.
Which is fine, but, like, a lot of, you know, the things I have are, like, a fanny pack or, like, a small shoulder purse when I go out. And, like, it just takes up a lot of room. I love the wallet, and I intend to use it, and I use it all the time. But I went on just, like, the Coach, like, outlet, and I just want to get, like, a little, like, literally, like, card, basically, like, flat wallet that I can just take, like, when I'm out. But it's, like, $40, so I'm, like, I'm just going to get it myself.
Okay.
But I did ask for a little Coach outlet bag.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah. So
we'll see. I mean, we can share, like, in January what we got for Christmas.
Here's what we got for Christmas.
I feel like we're good. I feel like I'm ready to go sit on the couch in my pajamas and watch a show.
Yeah, I agree.
But this was fun. Thank you again to Craft Mix for sending us these. We have a bunch still left because they sent like a whole package.
And also you can go
on the website.
Oh, damn, we got a discount.
Yeah, there was a coupon like that came with the package. Yeah.
You can also go on their website and see where like they're located because they're sold in a lot of stores too.
Oh, that's cool.
So you don't have to just order it. I'm sure they're like probably in like Whole Foods, like Target. Like I don't know for sure, but definitely check them out. I think my favorite cocktail besides the espresso martini was was there only one of the mojitos?
Yes. The mojito and the espresso martini, there was only one.
Boo, hiss. Yeah, hiss.
And the rest of them, there were a lot, so.
Well.
Bummer. Bummer for you. I think the Paloma was still my fave.
Yeah. Very good. We appreciate you, Craft Mix. If anyone knows of any other companies that's yummy and that you enjoy that we should reach out to, let us know, or if we should just try them.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right. All the things. An emoji.
How about the little like Mai Tai emoji?
Okay.
You know?
Yes.
That has like the little like fruit in it, like little orange.
The little cocktail emoji.
Yeah.
Okay, cheers. See you next week.
Okay, cheers.
Puffs.
Wow. Actually, the other way around. Whatever you just did there, the back one's off, yeah.
Okay, I'm cutting this whole section, by the way. We're not including this. Because, you know. Hold on, let's let the dryer finish beeping.